Well, here we are, another day closer to a world war or a total economic collapse. No big deal.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. And what a busy, let me tell you, this is going to be a very busy week for myself and my wife. And your prayers, believe me, to get me through the next 7 days, 8 days, really, would be highly appreciated. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But you know, when you look at the news stories, and I look at the news every day, and sometimes it can be really depressing. Oh man, you look at what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on with China, what's going on with Ukraine, what's going on with the budget here in the United States. We're going broke. $33 trillion, maybe $36 trillion before you know it. We're spending so much money so rapidly, there's no way to ever pay it off. And they're like a bunch of drunks out there just buying more beer and swizzling it down as they spend into oblivion. And they don't realize that it's all going to collapse. And I'm afraid for many people it's going to be collapsing sooner than later. And how that plays out in the world, hard to estimate at this point. J.P. Morgan. You know, and this is what I find kind of humorous. You know, the banks are part of the problem, but they recognize the problem, and they're just addicted, like anybody else, to the debt problem. And somehow they're looking for somebody to bail it all out. Jamie Dimon called for the snowballing U.S. debt burden to be addressed before it turns into a crisis. Oh, come on. Jamie, I got news for you. It has been a crisis, and it's just getting worse. It is a crisis. It is not going away. It's not going to be easy to fix. With all the debt we have, all the unfunded mandates here in the United States, and once again, if you're in Canada, you're no better off, UK, anywhere in Europe, we're all in the same fiscal disaster boat. And when it sinks, when part of the economy in the world, because of all the interconnection, occurs, it's going to be a roaring mess. There's a company, you may not really understand this, and it doesn't mean much to most people, and a lot of the news agencies, even conservative ones, don't talk about it. Evergrande or Evergrande, depending on how you want to pronounce it, it is a company that's going to be dismantled. Now, what does that mean to you, this big company? Months after this Chinese company named Evergrande or Evergrande ran out of cash and defaulted back, back in 2021, investors around the world have scooped up the property developer's discounted IOUs, and they were betting that the Chinese government would eventually step in and bail it out, and it became pretty clear to those idiots that invested money thinking that China was going to come to the rescue, that they were just hung out to dry. After 2 years in limbo and $300 billion, not million, billions in debt, Evergrande was ordered by a judge in Hong Kong to liquidate. And you're going to have lawyers on a global basis trying to grab anything they can get their hot little hands on that can be sold for something. But here's the problem. This, I really believe, is going to be a major stumble this year. Could happen around May or June. That's going to start this domino effect of issues. Now, this past year, a lot of, shall we say, poorly positioned banks that used to get virtually free money from the Federal Reserve suddenly had to start paying to borrow money. And now their incomes may not keep up. And a number of banks got in trouble last year. And so we are seeing all the ingredients coming together. Really bad news, I think, economically. So you have bad investments, people thinking that China's going to bail you out. Right. They're going, suckers. We're busy trying to get Hong Kong back in our fold. We're trying to get Taiwan. You think we care about you and your problems? You owe us lots of money already for all the stuff we manufacture here, all the debt we bought from the United States. We own your debt. You can't even manufacture paper clips anymore. We have to do everything for you. I mean, really, go to Home Depot. Go to Best Buy. Go to Walmart. Look at the box. Made where? Made in Milwaukee? Milwaukee tools? No, made in China. Craftsman, where are they made? Not on Main Street, USA. So we don't manufacture anything. By the way, saw a story that we are so dependent in the United States military on Chinese ammunition. Chinese, we're dependent on them for ammunition, integrated circuits, computer chips. Sure, yeah, China, just what we need. Chinese chips in a United States warplane. This just shows how brain damaged the people are, the reprobate class that I talk about a lot. They're blinded by their power, and they become, as it says in 2 Thessalonians, they're delusional, certifiably nuts and delusional. Every time I watch the White House press secretary, I was going to say pest secretary, that works too. Every time she gets in front of the camera, I just see a buffoon, a total clown show. Just put, you know, give her a clown wig or something, a clown nose and makeup and a clown outfit. She would be far more believable than she is when she tries to act like I'm important. And she doesn't care that she knows. Does she know she's lying? I'm not even sure if she even cares anymore. And so, as I said, we're looking at this situation developing with Evergrande or Evergrande or Evergrande and how this is going to play out. It's a mess. Other stories that are out there that I find equally disturbing. Like I say, J.P. Morgan, the boss of J.P. Morgan, is finally smelling the coffee and seeing the light. As they are beginning to say, it's a cliff. It's a cliff. It's about 10 years out, and we're going 60 miles an hour toward it. I got news for you, Jamie Dimon. It's not 10 years out. This was in an interview last week with Fox News. And like I say, he's with J.P. Morgan, and the situation urgently needs to be tackled by the government before it causes a major economic crisis. 10 years out, maybe 10 months out, in my opinion. You're going to start feeling some of the pain now. 10 years out, our economy doesn't exist. Social Security's gone. Our money is trash. It's, you know, our debt's called. And you'll be happy to be finding that old can of expired beans in your cupboard at the rate things are going. Our $33 trillion debt that I talk about actually ended up in December at $34 trillion. It now amounts to $102,000 for an average American family of three. In 2020, listen to this. In 2023 alone, the United States debt grew by more than $4 trillion with a T dollar. $4 trillion. The debt went up over 10%, like about 12 to 13% in 1 year. 1 year of outrageous, uncontrolled spending, and you thought getting a Republican Congress was going to tighten up the money belt. Yeah, baloney. Fakes, phonies, and frauds. All of them. They talk a good game, blowing smoke in your face and other places. And we're supposed to believe that the debt crisis is 10 years out. If you think we have 10 years before it's a crisis, then you are delusional. You are believing a lie. You're going to start seeing some serious things happening this year. I've said this a dozen times just this year alone, that 2024 is going to be a year of profound change, upsets, but also profound opportunity if we can seize the opportunity and ground ourselves in Jesus Christ. I'm being as honest as I can. If you're listening to some radio or TV program that says, buy my prepper food, buy my silver and gold, buy my solar generator, and we'll get you through the great whatever it is, you're banking in the wrong way. Number one, I don't think it should be a ministry that is selling that kind of stuff anyway. That's just my opinion, and you can disagree. You're welcome to. I have nothing against being prepared. I have nothing against buying, having a reasonable amount of food supplies when things are interrupted for a season. I have no problem with that. But you realize that when you are buying this stuff from, well, I'll use the term loosely, an organization or ministry, it's well marked up so they make a profit to support their ministry. Plus, they have to give the profit to the company that's making the food. Let me tell you, these ministries do not make their own food. I'm sorry, they don't have a kitchen back there. They're not cooking it up by the staff and packaging it for you. They have found a company to make it for them, then they just mark it up. And then they have a company quite often that's a company that they own quietly to make themselves more money privately that you don't know about. I know of some right now where the so-called leader of that organization is the owner of the prepper food company. Different company. A for-profit company. But it is what it is. And I've looked at the quality of the stuff they're selling compared to companies that's all they do. And I'd rather go with the companies that's all they do and they have to stand by their product if I'm going to buy any of that kind of stuff. The same with the solar generators and everything else. I don't sell any of that on this radio program. I don't even sell books or DVDs on how to do it yourself. That's not what I'm called to do. There are people that I really believe that God has raised up to teach you how to prepare. And some of those people do sell books and DVDs and what have you. But that's how they make their living, and they're being honest about it. They're not being a ministry and then saying, oh, by the way, we can get you. I don't want to get in the middle of that kind of stuff. So now we've got a $34 trillion debt, up $4 trillion in 1 year, in 2023. And all the fiscal responsibility people. Yeah, you wonder why McCarthy bailed out and is leaving, left the United States House of Representatives? Because the bill's coming due, and his name was going to be on it. It was right to throw him out as Speaker of the House. He was nothing more than a swamp creature, happy to keep spending the money and partying like it's 1999. And what a hangover is going to be when the party's over. Even the dumbest person I've ever seen in the Treasury Department, Janet Yellen, said that the absolute level of U.S. public debt looks like a scary number. Gee, Janet, you finally notice it's a scary number. That's just the national debt. What about the unfunded liabilities that many states have? that even our federal government has, state governments have, to retiring employees. That $34 trillion is just a drop in the bucket compared to all the unfunded mandates and liabilities. Then you got people that are recommending you buy gold and silver. I have nothing against it. But I've always had one question that nobody seems to want to answer. If gold and silver are going to be the commerce of the future, why are they selling it to you for those funny money, fake, phony, fraudulent fiat dollars? Why are they so determined to get your funny money and give you really good gold and silver? Oh, yeah, I'm sure we're all going to take a little bag of gold dust with us to Walmart to buy stuff made in China. Think about how stupid this sounds. Our U.S. public debt, just the United States debt, is equivalent to the economies of China, Germany, Japan, India, and let's throw in the entire United Kingdom combined. Our debt is equivalent to the economies of China, Germany, Japan, India, the United Kingdom combined. And remember, countries like China and India, and add Brazil and South Africa. Yeah. They're looking at the American funny money and saying, you know, we need a new economy that includes basically Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and a few others are signing on board. And our money will be based on real assets like gold. And your American money, you can take a wheelbarrow of that funny money and go buy a loaf of bread like they did in Germany 100 and some odd years ago. It's going to be scary. I mean, Janet Yellen, think about how stupid this sounds. It's a scary number. And you're the Treasury Secretary, and you hadn't noticed since you've been there for 3 years that it's a scary number? You're just beginning. You're the same stupid woman that runs around talking about how great the economy is under Biden. Isn't it a wonderful economy? We've created all these millions of jobs. Well, they're just the jobs that came back after COVID, when people got laid off or quit. And here's something else. A lot of these jobs don't pay anywhere near what the old jobs paid. A lot of service sector jobs. And a lot of people that decided they don't want to work anymore. So we have the lowest participation in employment that we've ever had in history. No, when they talk about having a good economy, it's an illusion. It's a magic trick. And it's not real. The economy of the United States is in big, big trouble. You know, former House Speaker Paul, I'll stab you in the back, Ryan. I don't trust that guy. He says the snowballing debt is the most predictable crisis we've ever had. Yeah, and you were in the Congress how long adding to it? And so now you got Ryan and Diamond, whatever his name is, you know, all these bankers, they're beginning to notice a crack in the dam and the thing's about to collapse. But don't worry, it's 10 years away. We'll fix it in 10 years. You know, we'll do something, just kick the can one more time. Just kick the can down the road. Are we really ready for what's about to hit? Are you prepared for what could go wrong? I think a lot more is going to go wrong. Let's go back to the year 2020, when I started this program, end of August. Everybody I knew said, hey man, Trump's got the re-election in the bag. Look at the number of people. And COVID will be over. This is before the vaccine and everything else. COVID will go away. Trump will be back in office, and we'll all be singing and dancing in the streets. Eat, drink, and be merry. Just have a wonderful time. Party like it's 1999. We're going to do that. And the wall will be finished on the border, and nobody will be coming in the country. And everybody's going to be happy. The economy's going to be great. Everybody's going to have a high-paying job. And on it went. And I told you then, and I'll tell you again today, do not, what did the psalmist David say? Do not put your trust in princes or the sons of men. In other words, you don't put your hope and your trust and everything into government. That's a fool's errand. Money will collapse. Empires, nations come and go. Warfare, talked about it Friday. This world full of demons and devils and possessed people and just cruel people. God being cursed and put aside. Day of judgment coming. Do you think God's going to fix the economy of the United States and give us happy days to an unrepentant people that really have cursed him to his face, too lazy to get their fannies out of bed and even go to a church anymore? And those that say they're Christians or just cultural Christians and give it lip service. Yep, yeah. When I was a kid, I went to church a few times, even got saved. That's about 30 years ago. So where do you go to church at? Well, I'm a member. No, where do you go to church at? Like I say, I'm a member. No, where do you go to church at? I met a lot of people that are members of a church, hadn't been there. They don't even know how many different pastors have come and gone. Went to an occasional funeral and wedding when somebody got funeralized. And also in the background, China's deploying war planes and ships. They're getting closer to Taiwan as the United States tries to get itself involved. We can't even fight off a bunch of desert rats. Our military is so phony in its leadership today. All they care about is having a bunch of fruitcakes running around in drag. My wife said it's going to be an army of clingers if they had their way. We laughed at it on the TV show decades ago, the guy in a dress. That's what they're encouraging now. We're lowering the standards. Now you don't even need a high school diploma or a GED. What next? Physical standards, mental standards, drug addicts, people that have psychological issues? Is that who they're going to bring in next? Hey, let's find more people that are homosexual or can't decide if they're a man or a woman. Bring them on. We'll take care of it. Come and join the Navy. Pretend you're a man or a woman. Whatever you want to do, we just need you to sign here in the dotted line. The reason that a little bunch of desert rats like the Houthis with a little bit of Iranian backing can cause such havoc to the United States is we have idiot leaders, morons and buffoons, reprobates, satanic heart individuals that think killing a baby in the womb is doing God's work, thinking that butchering an 11-year-old's body to cut off a young woman's breast, fill him up with hormones, is doing God's work. These are, remember I said on Friday, for those that listened on Friday, it's a world full of demons, and these demons are destroying children, our minds, our institutions, our defenses, all that is good, and is substituting all that is fake, fraudulent, and evil in its place. And the borders are open as the liars say, oh, they're secure. 331,000 people illegally came into the United States alone in December or more. That's what we know about. And where are they? Who are they? What are they doing? No idea. But they're here. Setting new records. And they want more. The elitists wanted to rip the United States into shreds. They want the economy to be destroyed. It was funny. Got a kick out of last week. All the talking bubbleheads on CNN and MSNBC, what I call mind syphilis NBC. Trump wants to see the economy crash. No, he said the economy could crash. The way things are being run now. He didn't say he wanted it to. He said it could. You know, but then again, when you put those networks on, you know, if you don't know they're lying to you, then you really need some help. They're just lying filth. They're nothing but propaganda artists that are paid lots of dollars to buy their soul and their obedience. I mean, you pay somebody millions of dollars and put them in a mansion and say you got a great life and people respect you, they'll say whatever lie you want to keep the money coming in. And honestly, that's what they do. So we have all the signs of economic ruin on the horizon. And contrary to what Jamie Dimon or Dimon says at the, you know, at J.P. Morgan, that's the chief executive officer. No, it's not 10 years away. It may be 10 weeks away or 10 months away, but it's not 10 years. You better learn how to be ready. Times are changing. A couple of quick things before I forget and time runs out in this segment. I need your prayers this week. This week, we are the last treatment of my immunotherapy for my bladder cancer situation. The very next day, I have to fly to another state involved in an ordination and come right back. On Saturday, church on Sunday, and then my wife and I head to Florida. We drive down, our two little dogs along with us. It's a long drive. We're going to have to spend the night, obviously. And I'm just praying for strength. We'll get down there. We have so many things that are... We were supposed to have been down there a year and a half ago. And my health situation popped up, and we never were able to go. And so we have things that we were putting off and putting off, repairs, in very important stuff. And I got a two-year-old, granddaughter type, I have never held or seen yet. Since I never saw her after she was born because of all of this, the move to Virginia, then the sudden health problem. That trip that was meant to be has been delayed. My wife as well has things that she needs to be taken care of. So pray for us in our travel. The radio program will be originating next week. Most of it will start coming to you from Florida. We're going to record a couple in advance to get down there. And then we'll be spending a little time with WRMI. I've got a preaching engagement at a church in Vero Beach on Sunday, the 3rd of March, if you're in that area. Maybe an opportunity to meet you for the first time at Freedom Church. I'll tell you more about it as the days get closer. Look up Vero Beach if you can get there. I think the service starts at 10:30. I'll tell you more about it later. Preparing. We try to get you prepared. I'm not selling you things to be prepared. I'm trying to give you advice on how to be prepared. I'll bring on people to tell you things you can actually do to be prepared. But the most important way to be prepared is to be right with Jesus. That is the most important thing you can ever possibly do. If you believe in this ministry, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. truth2ponder.com. If you would consider prayerfully supporting us for the first time, you can do it from the website or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, zip code 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, zip code 24319, 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And encouragement coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. Well, the Bible says go to the ant. You want to be like the Lord? You want to be like Messiah? Well, the Bible says go to the ant. Well, at first, learn how to become an ant, like an ant. Aspire to that first. Let me tell you. If an ant is bringing a piece of food, a crumb, to a colony, and you put something in its path, it doesn't drop the food and say, oh, Lord, what did I do to deserve this? I can't take it anymore. Take me now, Lord. Kill me. Send a sneaker on me. Now, listen, let's be honest. We can get so discouraged so easily. Something goes in our path. A big thing goes in our path. You know, we get discouraged. We give up. We give into temptation. We give up. We give in. We don't continue with the same zeal that we once had in the Lord because something hindered us. But you know what? The ant doesn't even bat an eye. It can be a gigantic thing that comes in its way, gigantic issue stops it, and it just doesn't. It just keeps going. It doesn't bat an eyelid. It doesn't, you know, it just keeps going. You be the same with righteousness. Obstacles will come up. They happen. That's what it's about. But what do you do when it comes? Do you give up? Do you get depressed? Do you throw up your hands and say, stop, that's it? No. You need to keep going. If something's of God, you keep going. If something's good, you fight for it. You keep going in righteousness and love and perseverance. What's good? Ants persevere for a crumb, for breadcrumbs. You need to show the same righteousness at least for God. Ants persevere for crumbs. You persevere for something better, for loving and serving and doing and hoping and standing and overcoming, because you need to be at least as strong as an ant. Want more? Ask for Go to the Ant on CD. Now, the free gift for you. The most incredible, awesome mystery of the temple doors on CD with the hidden writings of the rabbis proving Jesus. Amazing. And it's our gift to you free. And also sapphires. It'll bless your socks off. How do you get these gifts free? Easy. Just write down the name of Jesus, the real name, Yeshua, and you call it. Just call 1-800 to receive your free gifts. Call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now. 1-800-YESHUA, YESHUA-1. Now, my friend, you're on this earth for a great purpose, to be a blessing. So I invite you to join me in bringing the greatest blessing to the unreached peoples of the world, salvation to 5 continents with over 1 billion people. It's amazing. Through shortwave radio, you can blanket the earth the farthest way you'll ever do it. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's Yeshua, YESHUA-1. Or write me direct. Just write to the nice Jewish boy, Box 1111, Lodi, LODI, New Jersey, 07644. Nice Jewish boy, Box 1111, Lodi, New Jersey, 07644. Till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, persevere, press on, my friend, in Messiah, Adon Olam, the Lord of all.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part 2 of the Monday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. So glad that so many of you do take the time to listen, respond, and even support this radio program. We've been talking about being prepared for the things that are coming. There's going to be economic upheaval. There's going to be some tough times ahead. And I know a lot of folks say, well, you know, Bob, we got the rapture. And when things get bad, I'm out of here, so I don't worry about nothing. When Germany invaded Poland, there was no rapture, and they suffered greatly. When the plague hit in the Middle Ages, there was no rapture. And there can be times of intense troubles. Are you ready? It doesn't take the great tribulation to make your life miserable. Your life can be made a living hell on this earth with just a bad taste of a tribulation period, not the great tribulation. And so you need to be ready. Christians need to be taking care of themselves. We need our own parallel economy. We need to band together as the living body of Christ on this earth. And I think too many Christians are so worldly, so into their earthly lives, they don't think about their spiritual well-being. And they're the ones that are going to pay a big price. Saw a story about, you know, the World Hoax Organization, you know, health organization. Those that can fail to comply with what they're demanding, oh, they're going to be severely beaten down by Disease X. Are you ready for Disease X? Are you ready for the things that could come your way? Now, to help me complete today's program, I've asked Jim Calhoun to share some thoughts. that he has about the way things are changing in this world, the things you should be observing going forward. And one of the things I like about Jim, and Jim, I'm so glad you're here today, is you can share some practical solutions on how to be ready for what is to come. Jim, welcome back to Truth to Ponder.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate you having me on today. I have quite a few things I want to talk about, and I'm going to get it all done in a very short period of time. But I think what I have to say is really important today. It seems that the nations of the world are extremely serious about getting involved in just a horrific world war. And you have government members in the United Kingdom, as well as Poland and Germany, who are actively talking about going to war with Russia, as well as Sweden and Norway and several other countries. We've had active duty troops from Italy and France that are in Ukraine killing Russians. And we have an awful lot of things happening behind the scenes that are really ugly right now. And so I need to paint this picture, and then I'm going to tell you what I think you need to do about protecting you and your family. And I'm going to be talking about food. But before you dismiss me as just a crackpot, I need you to understand that the news media in the Western world, none of them, are really telling you the truth. It's not hitting the United States or Canada. The cold, hard facts are this. The world is preparing for a war. And it's the elites and the behind-the-scenes so-called rulers of the world, like your Klaus Schwabs and your George Soros and people of that ilk that are non-elected. I'm going to throw John Kerry and Bill Gates and Fauci and all the others into this as well. These people want mass death. And they didn't get it with the COVID. They didn't get enough mass death fast enough with the vaccines. And I truly feel that genocide is happening in Gaza. I think that genocide is happening in Ukraine. And even though it's Russians that are killing Ukrainians, it's the mere fact that the West will not let Ukraine stop. The West seems to be fighting Russia until the last drop of Ukrainian blood. And next up will be Poland and the Baltic states and Norway and Sweden and Germany and the UK and France and all the rest of the NATO countries. They're going to be bled dry. For the elites, you have to understand this. It's not for God. It's not for country. It's for greed and the elites. And what's really disturbing about this is the fact that one of the church leaders in Russia has went in front of the Russian Duma, which is their Senate, and gave a speech. And in that speech, he declared that they didn't care how many Russians died because Russia was not fighting Ukraine. Russia was not fighting NATO. But Russia was fighting Satan. And it seems to be a belief that is widely held in Russia, is that they are fighting Satan and Satan's minions. They think they're fighting the Antichrist. And if you look at the United States and what we've become over the last 20 years, you'd be hard-pressed not to give their argument some merit. And so things have escalated past one country against another or one group against another. It seems that the Russians are cutting to the quick. And it seems the Russians don't care if they're martyrs because they think they're fighting on the side of God. They think they're fighting on the side of right. And before you shake your head and scoff at that, just look at how the West has degenerated with the abortions and the transgender and the corruption in politics and the corruption in our medical community and the forced vaccinations and all the things that's happening. And the government wanting to raise your children. And now they're talking about shutting farms down. They want to take away our rights in the West. And the people in Russia see this. They see the drag queen story time. They see the child trafficking. They see the chaos at the borders. They see all this carnage that's happening in our society. They see our drug-ravaged streets. They see this, and they've deemed that that's satanic. And I have to agree with the Russians with their assessment. Satan definitely has his grips on America right now, and Canada, and the rest of the Western world. I'm not saying I'm siding with Russia, but I am saying that the average Russian has a point when they consider the West to be too decadent, and that that's what they're fighting against. It seems that the Russians feel that if they don't win this battle, that's a battle of societies, if they don't win this, then mankind is doomed. And again, I have to consider their words of what I'm hearing from the religious leaders in Russia. And I can frankly tell you that I can't break their argument, because I see what they see. We all see it. And it seems that things are coming to a head. We wake up every morning and say, we don't like the world the way it's becoming. We don't like the transgenderism. We don't like the government overreach and the tyranny. We don't like the forced vaccinations and, you know, on and on of what we don't like. Well, apparently none of this is going on in Russia. And Russia doesn't like it either, and they don't want it to come to their country. And so as we wake up every morning and wish it was different, wish it was gone, well, there is one group of people that happen to be Russians that seem to be ready and willing to do something about it. We'll have to see how this plays out. But the reason I'm telling you this is to tell you that this has escalated past the point of no return. When you have people get up in front of the Duma that say they're no longer scared of nuclear weapons because they have a greater purpose in life, and that is to defeat the Antichrist, then you have to understand that things have escalated to the point where there's going to be bloodshed and lots of it. And so if you keep sticking your head in the sand and denying that anything's going to happen, and if you think Russia's a paper tiger and China's a paper tiger and we're the great United States, we're the great NATO, nothing can defeat us, nothing can harm us, I think that you're living in the past. Because things have changed. Over the last 20 years, we've lost the world that we knew. And the world we're going into is going to be determined by the outcome of what the Russians consider is their fight against the Antichrist. And so we wrap ourselves in our flag and we say, God bless America. But I have to tell you this, God cannot bless a country that aborts just thousands and thousands of are unborn. A just God cannot stand with the transgenders and the homosexuals. God just can't do that because God doesn't change, and His word is very clear about the abomination that He sees. And I'm not saying that God is going to be on the side of Russia, but I am saying this. Russians truly feel that God is going to be on their side. And Russia truly feels that they are doing the right thing for the entire world. And when you have an entire population that is getting on board with mass destruction and annihilation in an unheard of scale, then you have to understand that things have changed massively for the worst. And just recently, the government in the UK is openly talking about instituting a draft. We have governments all throughout Europe that are considering total mobilization. And if any of the NATO countries start a draft, which they're definitely going to do, then the draft is going to be instituted back in the United States. When that happens, we're going to see civil unrest like we've never seen. It'll make the riots of Black Lives Matter and Antifa look like a picnic. And again, I'm not telling you this to scare you, but to wake you up and get you off the fence. You have to start preparing. You don't have to believe my words. Just do some research on your own. Research what the world leaders are saying. Look at their faces, look at their body language. It's very, very clear that things are about to explode all over the world. And you have a prominent member of NATO telling everyone that they need to have 36 hours of flashlights and batteries and portable radios so they can survive the first 36 hours. Now let me say this again to where maybe it'll sink in deeper. One of the leading people of NATO is recommending to everyone they need to have enough battery power for flashlights and portable radios for 36 hours to be able to survive the first 36 hours. That could only mean one thing. If you're going to survive the first 36 hours, and he's talking to everyone in all the NATO countries, that would mean that they're expecting a nuclear strike. Plain and simple. And if you think 36 hours of preparations of any type is going to save you, you're mistaken. And so now I'm going to get on to the next part of the show, and I'm going to talk about saving you and your family. Please take me serious. First of all, I want you to pray. I want you to pray hard for God's protection and guidance. Pray for wisdom and discernment. Pray for peace. Pray for your entire family and your community and your country. Get yourself spiritually right. That's going to be extremely important in the days to come. I got an email from Michael. He's a great friend. And the Lord has put it on his heart to start getting groups together that would be for buying local produce. Not necessarily groups of buyers, but finding small groups of farmers that will openly sell to the public. It would be one group of sellers and one group of buyers, small groups localized in their communities, that these groups can get together and buy and sell anything they need to buy and sell to survive. I'm going to tell you right now that if we have the problems that I see coming, society is going to totally collapse, and your welfare check's not going to come, and your disability check's not going to come, and the food trucks aren't going to come to the grocery store, and the food banks will be empty. I'm talking total bare shelves. I'm talking dog-eat-dog. I'm talking about total chaos, just survival of the fittest. That's what's going to be going on the streets. And I want you off the streets, because that's going to be the least safe place to be. And so before we have these massive events that put us over the top to where there is no return, you should be contacting local farmers, local producers of all types to try to secure a source of food and a source of supplies for your family. I keep telling you to shop local and always buy from the owners of the store. I do that every time I shop. I always deal with the people that own the store. And I'm talking to them about conditions getting worse. I understand that these people are going to have empty shelves themselves. But I also know that a lot of these people that I do business with are not going to have everything out on their shelves. They're going to have some stockpiles that they're going to have hidden back for people truly in need in their community that are going to need something. They're going to try to take care of their community. And I'm also talking to them about that, trying to get them to invest a little bit of money to stockpile a little bit more if they can. I know the economy's bad and it's kind of an uphill fight, but I think that we need to deal locally, do business with the owners, and tell the owners what you're going to need. And tell the owners how much of an item that you buy in a year. So you should make a list of everything that you use on a day-to-day basis, and then try to figure out how much you're going to use in a year. And do your best to stockpile that and have that ready. Matter of fact, if you could do 2 years, I think that would actually be better. But most people are going to have trouble getting 6 months, let alone 2 years. But do what you can. And on the things that you can't afford to buy, go to your local suppliers and talk to them and tell them in the near future you are going to buy, and tell them the product and ask them if they would please keep it stocked. And then go one step further and ask them if everything falls apart and there's a run on the shelves and they're emptied, that they would have some stuck back for you to where you can purchase it at a later date. You'd be surprised how many store owners actually see what's going on, and they will work with people that will work with them. It's a two-way street, And that's what Michael was talking about in his letter, is he wanted a two-way street for people to get good food, not food grown in China or other places where you don't know its path, you don't know who grew it, you don't know what kind of chemicals are dumped on it. I think we need to buy real food from real farmers, from real close to your home. Simple as that. If you have a local farmer's market, get a list of all the people who are vendors and call them on the phone this winter. Call them on the phone and say, next year, are you planning on having a garden? Most of them will say yes. And try to hire them to grow food for you. Say, what would it cost for you to grow me a patch of, let's say, corn? Let's say sweet corn. Of course, they'll ask how much you want. But it's the time of year to buy seed, and I really think you need to buy it, because if things go bad real fast, the seeds are going to disappear. If you can supply them with the seed, and even volunteer to help weed or be a partner with them, maybe work for them for 1 or 2 days a week in exchange for them growing the food for you that you supplied the seeds, there's always a way out here. There's always a way you can get things done. You need to make time to make lists of everything you normally use, and that includes food. And you need to start securing those food supplies through alternative channels. If you can do that now, you're doing two things. You're giving peace of mind to you and your family, and also you're giving peace of mind to the people that are going to grow the food, that they're actually going to be able to sell it. Because, let's face it, if society collapses and our dollar collapses and everything is collapsing, the farmers' markets will collapse, and also the sale barns for the livestock and all of the exchanges are going to be hard-pressed to stay open. You might have a farmer that has a pen full of steers that are ready to butcher, and he won't have anywhere to sell them. And since I mentioned butcher, you need to talk to your local food processors and your local butchers. If you have a bakery in your area, talk to your baker. Try to secure a food source. If you have to go one place for your bread and another place for your meat and another place for your vegetables, well, that's what you're going to have to do. But set up pipelines of food and supplies into your family. Talk to the people and share your fears of the future, that you are afraid that you're not going to be able to get the products and food and things you need to sustain your family. And I guarantee you that you're going to get turned down a few places, and a few places are not going to even know what you're talking about. Those are the places you don't want to do business with anyway, because first of all, they won't have your back, but mainly, they're not going to be prepared for what's coming, and they're going to go out of business really fast. But you have to understand, there are business owners who are very worried about World War III, and they would love to be able to have customers that are guaranteed that are going to come buy from them. It's a win-win for everybody. So again, local farmers, local bakers, local butchers, local dairies, people that sell food at farmers markets, and other people you know that have large gardens. Or better yet, plant a garden of your own. A lot of people don't think they can do a garden. They don't think they have the skill. Well, this winter, learn that skill. But regardless of whether you grow it or you hire someone to grow it for you, take care of business. The world is taking care of business of trying to destroy everything. We have insanity running amok right now. The World Economic Forum, Davos, the governments of the world, the courts of the world, with their just absolutely horrid decisions, like the Supreme Court not allowing Texas and Arizona to defend their own border. We have things going on that are bigger than us. We have things going on that we cannot control. So we have to really grab on hard to what we can control. And what we can control is trying to secure a brighter future for yourself and your family. And if you can get several families together, and for instance, let's say you get 5 families together and you approach a gardener or a farmer or a baker or any of the other places I've talked about, and you approach them as a group and say, we want to buy from you. that person is going to see that there's going to be some volume in the sales. He's going to see that he's going to have some loyal customers. You're going to ease the mind of the producer, because that producer knows that there are people who will do business with him, and so they'll bend over backwards to take care of you. And in closing on this little segment, we have to have each other's backs. We have to have each other's backs. I cannot say that enough. We have to have each other's backs. And if you do secure some sources for food and supplies, share that with your best friends and neighbors, and build a group around your success, even if no one goes with you, to try to secure the food. And I'm talking about good food that is not tainted with chemicals and you know where it's grown. I think that's very important, because I don't trust big food. I don't trust the box stores. I don't trust them at all. They're liable to sell you anything. And so I think it's vital for the health of yourself and your family to know the origin of your food and how it's handled. Yes, it's going to take a little bit of work, but it's worth it. But once you can establish a beachhead and secure enough suppliers to where you're taken care of, then you've opened the door for other families and entire churches and entire organizations and maybe entire towns can end up getting into the pipelines that you can create. Soon, things are going to be up to you. You're going to be the only thing standing between harm and your family. It's going to be you. So what you're going to have to do is take these words I'm telling you today extremely serious. Because Satan has been unleashed, and he's out devouring people, and he's devouring entire societies. So get right with God, get your list together of what you use, and then secure that. If you don't have enough money to secure it, make sure that you have a supplier that will have it on hand in the future, so when you can afford it, you can buy it. I really appreciate Bob letting me have this message today, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I wish nothing but good for you and your family. So please take my advice and prepare.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for being here. It should be me thanking you, Jim, because these days, especially with the travel now to Florida for a few weeks and the work ahead and just praying for some time of refreshment, a little bit of rest, a little change of pace, taking care of some things that have been weighing heavily on our mind. No, I need to be thanking you for helping me. And so I appreciate the ministry and the work of Jim Calhoun more than you could ever even begin to imagine. Our time is just about up for today. And I'm excited about this week. My final treatment for my immunotherapy for bladder cancer, and we just pray that it all comes together wonderfully and we can get on with life and the work that God has. So far, so good. I travel this Friday and Saturday, getting back in time for church on Sunday. Then we head to Florida, well, a week from today. We need your prayers. We also need your financial support. Can you support the radio program? Visit the website, truth2ponder.com, or consider sending a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.